Kenya's powerful opposition figure, Raila Odinga, has called the presidential election results null and void, a day after his rival William Ruto was declared the winner. Odinga insists he'll challenge the outcome, which placed Ruto ahead by a razor-thin margin. Four election commissioners have also refused to endorse the result. Odinga has 7 days to file a challenge at the Supreme Court.
The figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void and must be quashed by a court of law. In our view, there's neither a legally and validly declared winner nor a president-elect.
A military base in Russian-occupied Crimea has been hit by several large explosions. The region is an important supply line for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Witness videos show blasts in the northern part of the peninsula, which Moscow annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Russia's defense ministry labeled the attack sabotage, but Ukraine has not confirmed whether it was responsible. A shipment of Ukrainian grain bound for Africa has left the Black Sea port of Pivdeni. It's the first to head to the continent since the Russian invasion in February. The UN chartered vessel, the Brave Commander, is carrying 23,000 tons of wheat destined for Ethiopia. The Horn of Africa is heavily reliant on grain shipments from Ukraine. A Palestinian rights group investigation has blamed Israel for an attack that killed five Palestinian children in Gaza during a recent flare-up in violence. A cemetery in the Jabalia refugee camp was struck on the 7th of August, just hours before a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian group Islamic Jihad was agreed. An Israeli newspaper is also reporting that a military investigation confirmed Israel was responsible. Powerful blazes in the Spanish region of Valencia remain out of control despite overnight efforts by hundreds of firefighters. More than 1,000 people in the eastern province of Alicante have been evacuated after a fire was sparked by lightning on Saturday night. It's since burnt through nearly 100 square kilometres, making it the worst wildfire Valencia has experienced this summer.